Sunday, November 9th, 2008. The dedication of the St. John Lateran Basilica in Rome. Christos Vincit Anywhere, episode number 149. Take 9.
From the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Christos Vincit Network.
The 2009 Music Issues continued here on Christos Vincit Anywhere.
Right now!
It's time for Christos Vincit Anywhere! That half three quarters of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun! And now, a man who constantly makes issues out of his issues. Here's Ryan Michael Page. Hello and welcome, Ego Sumbrianis Michaelis Pagina. We are on our 149th episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere. Okay, here's the skinny. I know I set a deadline for our contest for our 150th episode, a.k.a. the Snarkvember Fest. And it's just one episode away, folks. So, I'm going to extend the deadline to November 10th, 2008. What do I got to do and what am I going to get, you may ask? Well, here it is. I am looking for a parody. The text must sing about Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincit Anywhere. You can sing it up, sing it down, sing it any way you want as long as it's funny. The tune must be a standard hymn tune. The text must fit the tune. It cannot be irregular. The prize? 2 pounds of Krakowska Kielbasa, fresh from Polonia Market, 736 Broadway, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Write a hymn about our official deli meat, and you can win some of our official deli meat. The winning entry will be sung on our 150th show. I have a few corrections to make from our last episode. Boy, did we screw up. Let's see. Right at the very beginning, our robotic voice inadvertently labeled Sunday, October 26th as the 24th Sunday after Pentecost in the extraordinary form. It was really Christ the King. Then, I myself, in writing the show notes, spelt Pancho O'Malley's first name just like one would spell Pancho Ladies.
Pancho Ladies, Pancho Ladies, Pancho Ladies, Pancho Ladies, ew!
I drove by that bus shelter last Thursday again and discovered that it's spelled P-A-N-C-H-O. Finally, the Schwan Schnark said Chipotle Chilies when he really meant Chipotle Chilies. He recently got a fraternal correction from a culinary expert. Today we're going to continue our review of the 2009 music issue that we started on last episode. But first, hear them jungle screechers. 30 days, half September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except for February alone and what did Skip it. Thank you, Jungle Screechers. Well, let's take a look at our feast for the month for November. We have a couple that just passed. All Saints on November 1st in both forms, extraordinary and ordinary. Now, normally a holy day of obligation, but since it fell on a Saturday this year, well, still a holy day. Just the obligation part has been removed thanks to that new rule placed by our bishops. Commemoration of All Souls, November 2nd in the ordinary form, superseding the numbered Sunday of ordinary time. Now, in the extraordinary form, it did not supersede the Sunday of after Pentecost, the 25th Sunday after Pentecost. Instead, it was moved to November 3rd. St. Martin de Porres, November 3rd, in the ordinary form as an optional memorial. St. Charles Borromeo, November 4th, in both forms. November 8th, in both forms, Blessed Virgin Mary Saturday. And now, next Sunday, November 9th, the dedication of the St. John Lateran Basilica in Rome, the official cathedral of the Pope in his office as Bishop of Rome. As November 9th, in both forms, superseding the numbered Sunday after Pentecost, in the extraordinary form, and the number Sunday in ordinary time, in the ordinary form. St. Andrew Avellino, November 10th in the extraordinary form. In the ordinary form that same day, St. Leo the Great. And that is the patron, by the way, of the parish which I play the monthly traditional Latin Mass. November 11th in both forms, St. Martin of Tours. And then on November 12th in the extraordinary form, Pope St. Martin the First. November 12th in the ordinary form is St. Josaphat. And by the way, that's November 14th in the extraordinary form. November 13th in the extraordinary form brings us St. Didacus. And in the ordinary form that same day, St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. St. Albert the Great in both forms, November 15th. Although in the ordinary form, it's one of two optional memorials. The other optional is the Blessed Virgin Mary Saturday. November 16th, a Sunday. Back to normal numbers, 27th Sunday after Pentecost in the extraordinary form, 33rd Sunday of ordinary time in the ordinary form. November 17th in the extraordinary form brings us St. Gregory Thaumaturgus. And in the ordinary form, on that same day, St. Elizabeth of Hungary. That, by the way, is celebrated on November 19th in the extraordinary form. Now, in both forms, on November 18th, the dedication of the Basilicas of Saints Peter and Saint Paul in Rome, though in the ordinary form, it's one of two optional memorials. The other optional is Saint Rose Philippine Duchesne. November 20th, in the extraordinary form, Saint Felix de Valois. November 21st, in both forms, the presentation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. November 22nd, both forms, St. Cecilia, the patroness of sacred music. Sunday, November 23rd, in the ordinary form, the solemnity of Christ the King, which was celebrated on October 26th in the extraordinary form. Now, on that same day, in the extraordinary form, the last Sunday after Pentecost. November 24th, in the extraordinary form, St. John of the Cross. And in the ordinary form that same day, St. Andrew Dunglack and his companions. November 25th, in both forms, St. Catherine of Alexandria. That's an optional, by the way, in the ordinary form. Extraordinary form on November 26th, St. Sylvester. In the ordinary form on November 27th, the votive Mass of Thanksgiving Day. The 29th in both forms, Blessed Virgin Mary Saturday. And finally on November 30th, a Sunday in both forms, the first Sunday of Advent. For great stories on these and other great feasts and great saints, don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org.
Speedy delivery, speedy delivery. It's the Crystal Spinted Anywhere suggestion box.
Well, let's open up our suggestion box for this coming Sunday, the dedication of the Basilica of St. John Lateran. The Pope's seat as Bishop of Rome is in that cathedral basilica. We celebrate that on November 9th, and it supersedes the 32nd Sunday of Ordinary Time. And even in the extraordinary form, it supersedes the numbered Sunday after Pentecost. Now, the readings for this Sunday coming, I'm focusing on the ordinary form, by the way, come from the Mass for the anniversary of the dedication of a church. The introit for the day, Deus in loco sancto suo, Deus qui in habitare facit unanimes in domo, ipse dabit virtutem et fortitudinem plebis suae. Somus, exsurgat Deus et dissipentur inimici eius, et fugiant qui oderunt eum a facie eius. God is in his holy dwelling, God who makes us dwell together in one heart in his house. He himself will give power and strength to his people. Psalm, let God arise and his enemies be scattered, and let those who hate him flee before his face. And that comes from Psalm 68 or 67 in the Vulgate. Now, I don't know of any hymns that allude completely to this text, although partial allusions would be Ubi Caritas and How Blessed Is This Place, O Lord. Another possibility could be the Omer Westendorf gem, God's Holy Mountain We Ascend, which is sung to the Philip Nicolai tune, Wie schön leuchtet der Morgenstern. Now, the intervening chants from the lectionary, the responsorial psalm, the waters of the river gladden the city of God, the holy dwelling of the Most High. And that comes from Psalm 46 or 45 in the Vulgate. Now, I know some of you will frown on this, but I do tend to lean toward a mighty fortress is our God here, since that hymn alludes to Psalms 18 and 46 to begin with. One blogger had referred to it in our comment box at Christos Vincit the blog as the Protestant national anthem. But that's only because the Protestants have made it that way. Yes, Luther had his issues, but his theology in a mighty fortress as our God is far better than City of God or All Are Welcome or Gather Us In. Now, the Alleluia verse in the lectionary is, I have chosen and consecrated this house, says the Lord, that my name be there forever. This is a passage from the second book of Chronicles. Now, the intervening chants from the Graduale Romanum, the gradual, laetatus sumen his quae dicta sunt mihi, in domum domini ibimus, fiat pax in virtute tua, et abundantia in turibus tuis. I rejoiced because they said to me, let us go up to the house of the Lord. Let peace reign within your walls and abundance in your towers. And that, of course, is from Psalm 122 or 121 in the Vulgate. This Sunday, I'm covering two masses at St. Peter's Church in Warwick, and we're actually using the Michael Jonka setting of Psalm 122 as the responsorial psalm. Now, I didn't select this. First, I wasn't too keen on the piece, all right, as I was really thinking this at first is merely the psalm for the last weeks of ordinary time, the seasonal psalm. However, when I realized that this was the gradual for the graduale, I'm now reconsidering and thinking that isn't such a bad choice after all. Now, if you want a hymn to recess to at the end, you try my own How Joyful My Expressing, my own hymn text, based on Psalm 122, and set to the traditional tune Elecombi. I'll leave a link to the melody and text edition in the show notes. That edition I will leave for free. I do have a choral score with trumpets that I can sell you for a reasonable fee. The Alleluia verse. Bene fundata est domus Domini supra firmam Petram. The house of the Lord is solidly built upon a firm rock. Well, let's see. A mighty fortress is our God. Christ has made the sure foundation. Two really good hymns. Offertory. Domine Deus in simplicitate cordis mei laetus obtuli universa, et populum tuum, qui repetus est vide cum ingenti gaudio. Deus Israel custodi hanc voluntatem, Domine Deus. Lord God, in the simplicity of my heart I have joyfully offered all things, and I beheld with immense joy your people gathered here. God of Israel, preserve this good intention, Lord God. Now, this is a passage from chapter 29 of the first book of Chronicles, which was used for this feast in the 1969 lectionary for Mass. And that has, of course, changed in the 1997 lectionary. The Communion. Jerusalem quae edificatur ut civitas, cuius participatio eius in idipsum, illuc enim ascenderunt tribus Domini ad confitendum nomini tuo Domine. Jerusalem, built as a city whose parts are bound firmly together. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to give thanks unto your name, O Lord. And again, this is passages from Psalm 122 or Vulgate 121. The Cantica Nova planning pages have plenty of selections, hymns, organ music, and choral music that are highly recommendable for use during the dedication of St. John Lateran Basilica. I will leave a link to that list in today's show notes. In the meantime, I'll add a suggestion of my own here. Long live the Pope. After all, it's his cathedral we're commemorating, right? We'll be back. Anywhere.
this at church.
What good is a music issue without issues, right? Well, on our last show, we reviewed the first 74 hymns, songs, and spiritual ditties of the 2009 music issue. And now we're going to go through the next number of more hymns, songs, spiritual ditties, and songs that get on everybody's nerves. Starting with number 375, which also begins the section of the Muzak issue called Ministry and Mission. Now, 375, Lord, You Give Commission, actually a very good hymn. 376 can go, and that one's called Vayan al Mundo, Go Out to All the World. Now, why we're getting bilingual English-Spanish material forced down our throats is beyond me. Now, if you want a good culture blending, try Latin, why don't you? 377 sounds like something from the folk masses I got stuck with growing up. Trash it, okay? 378, City of God, must go. Bad enough I have to close two masses with this banal ditty this Sunday. Yeah, on the anniversary of the dedication of the Lateran Basilica. We are sons of the morning. We are daughters of night. Yeah, get rid of it. 379, Servant Song, sounds almost hymn-like. We'll keep that one. 380 and 381 can go, especially 381, which umpteen times the sentence, God has chosen me, is repeated. No, He chose me, okay? Also amongst those ditties that should, could, and must disappear are 382, the Brady Bunch theme, Here I Am, Lord, and 383, the drinking song of drinking songs, the Celtic Alleluia for, get this, sending forth. It's got some special verses for sending forth, leaving together, getting out of here, hitting the road, trying to beat the traffic. Also fit for erasure is number 384, which has the congregation singing, Will you come and follow me if I but call your name? No, but I'll follow Christ. 385 can be trashed as well. Now we have The Spirit Sends Us Forth, number 386. I'm not a big fan of the text, but I love the tune that goes with it, Asmon, also incorporated with Over a Thousand Tongues to Sing. However, instead of the key of F, which is shown in the music issue, it should really be set to the key of G. That higher key, I think, will bring much more excitement to the tune. Hey, by the way, the Protestants used to sing this in A flat. 387 can also go bye-bye once and for all. And finally, we bring the petition and prayer section with a beautiful hymn, Be Thou My Vision, 388. 389 and that goofy rhythm pattern has to go. 390 is not a bad piece at all. Dan Schutte made a pretty good attempt at coming up with a song based on the Suscipe of St. Ignatius of Loyola. However, I'm still partial to Alexander Pelequin's prayer of self-offering.
Lord, I freely give all my liberty to you.
That's the Pelequin. 391, James Quinn's paraphrase from the Lorica or Breastplate of St. Patrick, set to the tune by OCP's one-hit wonder, Laura Wasson. I'm so used to hearing the tune Benessin with this text, however, Wasson's own tune here isn't bad either. 392, Fill My Cup, Lord. Wave that sappy melody bye-bye, will ya? 393, that ever beautiful hymn, Lord of All Hopefulness, which is set to the same tune as the earlier mentioned Beat Out My Vision. Keep that one. Keep them both. 394, Jesus Come to Us. This is the kind of stuff that CCD leaders and kiddie choir directors love to force down the throats of kids. 395, This Alone, nice text, but that depressing, sentimental melody has to go. 396, that awful syncopation has to go. Now we get to 397, God Be In My Head by Grayson Warren Brown. I actually like this one. I can picture this as a nice, quiet, four-part meditation. There's no fancy rhythms to play around with. It's just a beautiful, nice, quiet hymn. 398, There Is a Longing in Our Hearts, O Lord. Not too bad. I'd say we keep that one. 399, 400 and 401 must go. 402 is tolerable, though overdone. 403 has an okay refrain, though I've never seen the verses. So now we leave that section. We go into the section labeled church. Let's see what they give us, okay? 404 through 407 must be erased as quickly as humanly possible. These songs are so blatant in the Sing About Us department that it's not even funny. And I'll tell you what they are, okay? 404, We Are the Church, a refrain that repeats those words three times, followed by verses sung by the voice of God in the first person. 405, One Spirit, One Church, where Kevin Kyle rewrote two verses of Come Holy Ghost into 4-4 time, surrounded by a refrain that not only sings about us, but has a god-awful melody. 406 is that ever-loathsome All Are Welcome. Finally, 407 is the infamous Sing a New Church into Being. I have a better idea. How about we sing of the one true church instead? Now, the tune Nettleton that goes with it is always lovely, but the text must disappear. And then there's 408, Gather and Remember, which is set to that beloved Sibelius tune Finlandia. The text, however, seems to focus more on a liberal's vision or perception of Vatican II. 409, Church of God Elect and Glorious, and 410, The Church's One Foundation. Very fine hymns. Same with 411, All the Earth Proclaim the Lord by Lucian Dyce, which starts the creation section. 412, Word of God, You Spoke Creation. This tune is written by Barney Walker and Rhode Island's own Gail Berberick. Now, this pair has greatly improved in their compositions over the years, and this hymn is living proof. The next three must go. 413, How Great Thou Art. 414, Canticle of the Sun. And 415, God Beyond All Names, which sounds like a run-on sentence. Hey, didn't we learn to avoid run-on sentences in grade school? Didn't they teach us that in English? Avoid the run-on sentence. 416 and 417 are quality hymns. I sing the mighty power of God and for the fruits of this creation. And now we go to the section called Love. 418, God is Love, as written by Gerald Schuzano. Nah. Tolerable at best. However, that same text found at number 423, written to the tune Abbott's Lay, is fine, perfectly fine. 409 through 422, also very good. 424, bless the hand claps and the 424, bless the Lord, and those required hand claps have to go. 425, Christians let us love one another, is okay. 426, in perfect charity, not exactly singable. 427, all I ask of you, that absolute rock bottom worst of the Weston Priory collection. 428, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling, excellent hymn. 429 and 430, must go. 431, What Wondrous Love Is Lit. 431, What Wondrous Love Is This, amongst the best of the early American hymns. 432 to 441, yes, all 10 of them must go. And amongst those titles are Though the Mountains May Fall, Be Not Afraid, Eagle's Wings, Yahweh is the God of My Salvation, and We Will Rise Again. As for the Yahweh piece, in light of the Vatican ruling against the pronunciation of the divine name, OCP has taken any and all Yahweh songs and altered them accordingly. Though, in many cases, the songs themselves are still hideous. It's definitely in this case of the Yahweh is the God of My Salvation. Still a hideous melody. I do, however, credit OCP in trying to take the proper steps to comply with the Vatican directives. I have absolutely no problem with Amazing Grace, although I use it sparingly. 443, Only a Shadow, is just depressing, even worse than those lullabies you hear when one tries to put their frantically screeching baby to sleep. 444, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. I say drop the Schuller text and finish Hedge's translation of the Luther. Luther had much better theology than many of today's songwriters. It's just too bad he had defected and formed his own church. 445, Seek Ye First. Simple, singable, and not such a torture to the ear. I sometimes use this one myself. 446 and 447 have to go. 448, Oh God, I Help in Ages Past, a staple that should live on forever. 449 through 451 can disappear, and I wouldn't miss them a bit. 452, You Are Near. Altered to comply with Vatican directives isn't bad. 453, Behind Me and Before Me. That one can go. 454, For the Healing of the Nations. Now, normally I'm not a big fan of social justice hymns, but this one isn't really all that bad. However, I'd use a different tune, preferably Westminster Abbey. Save the St. Thomas tune for the Tantum Ergo. Finally, 455, Hear the Prayers That Rise. Send it away. Far away. Our next episode is our 150th episode, which will be more of a party episode than anything else. However, on our 151st episode, we'll go back to work and continue our review of the 2009 music issue with the Holy Spirit section. And now here's our musical guest, Covenant.
You can tell me what this life is all about. Nice house, fast car, plenty of money, and a family that can make you proud. You claim that life is for living. You should grab whatever you can. Life is just the sum of your experience and not a part of a bigger plan. But it's Jesus who makes the sun keep shining. He holds the life in the palm of his hand. He is the source of all of life's blessings. So we should give him the glory to his name. All these things that we take for granted are designed to make us look above. Even though we deserve nothing, the Father gives us everything in love. And it's Jesus who makes the sun keep shining. He holds your life in the palm of his hand. He is the source of all of life's blessings. So we should give him the glory to his name.
Life is an accident. While all the time you shake our fist in his face, it's Jesus who makes the sun keep shining. He holds your life in the palm of his hand. He is the source of all of life's blessings.
You just heard Covenant and Do His Name. Covenant comes courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. And you can check out their website at covenantrock.net. And now, time for the good. The bad. And the ugly. Today's edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is brought to you by me for president. I might do okay. Maybe. For the first time in quite a while, we have The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, and today we're going to present the special dedication of the St. John Lateran Basilica edition. Here we go. The Good. Any of the following. The Church is one foundation. Christ has made the sure foundation. A mighty fortress is our God. Or even better, the sung propers of the day as appointed in the Graduale Romanum or the Gregorian Missal. The bad. Any of the following. All are welcome. City of God, here I am, Lord. Gather us in. The ugly. All four of the songs I just mentioned under the bad as one giant praise medley. Christus Vincit.
X-Tree, read all about it. News at the door from the Schwan Schnark.
How's your sweet tooth this week, folks? I hope it's good because it's sweets week at Schwan's. This week we have the newest craze in apple since Bopchi's apple pie. It's Apple Bite. Little wonton-shaped treats stuffed with apples and a hint of cinnamon. You can bake them in the oven or nuke them up in the microwave straight from the freezer. Only $6.99 a box. Yep, just $1 per serving. And okay, this may not be Bopchi's apple pie, but we have apple pies too. Just $7.99. And here's the really cool thing. Get two of either the apple bites or the apple pies. Or get one plus any flavor of ice cream in the 56-ounce or 64-ounce species and get $2 off. In fact, combine any two of our many pies and get that same $2 off. At Schwan's, we're prepared to serve. Christos Vincit semi-live. On beautiful Cape Cod.
Hello there. Seamus here on Route 6 in beautiful Cape Cod. Brian told me about this highway that's like a giant roller coaster ride, especially in the upper and mid sections of the Cape. Lots of hills and turns, and no paved shoulder until you get past Hyannis. Just perfect for my driving skills, or lack thereof. Anywho, Brian filled in for the organist for the Church of St. Peter in Warwick, Rhode Island, and the hymn selections on the most part weren't bad at all. Notice I said on the most part. Mind you, Brian didn't pick any of these. This was all the music director's doing. The feast was the dedication of the St. John Lateran Basilica in Rome. Here is the entrance hymn.
Is Jesus Christ.
And that, of course, was the church's one foundation. Text by Samuel J. Stone, and the tune Aurelia by Samuel Sebastian Wesley, one of the famous Wesleys. I believe he was a grandson or something to Charles Wesley. Anyways, that's a near-perfect way to open up the Mass, second only to the actual proper in the Gregorian Missal. The psalm was Michael Jonkis' setting of Psalm 122 with the response, "Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord." Passages of this psalm make up the gradual as appointed in the Gregorian Missal, so we know it's not just any old seasonal psalm. Besides, it's far better than, we'll say, eagle's wings. The Alleluia was the mode 6 Alleluia, and Brian sang the verse to Psalm Tone 6F. And now, here's our offertory. On the most part by Father Fred Faber, and the tune St. Catherine by Henry Hemme and adapted by James Walton. Hey, what's with the added verse about mothers? Sounds like some kind of two-bit social justice excuse, eh? Sheesh! The Sanctus was from Jan Bummel's People's Mass. The memorial acclamation Christ has died and its matching Amen was sung to the Danish tone. And the Agnus Dei was that sappy Dino Lasky setting. And the communion hymn wasn't bad. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
And here you go. Gift of finest wheat. Text by Omer Westendorf and the tune Bicentennial by Robert Kreutz. This hymn was commissioned as the official hymn of the 41st International Eucharistic Congress, which met in Philadelphia in 1976. It's one of the very few hymns you'll hear in the key of D flat. Now, the closing hymn is not one we're going to play here. Brian had to bite a severe bullet here, and he was too embarrassed to put it on the air. Not to mention, he was cringing like mad. The closing song was, and I even cringe myself when I say it, City of God. Why would one want to program a song about singing about us on a day that we celebrate the anniversary of the dedication of the Pope's Cathedral? Well, we're now approaching the Sagamore Bridge, and... Uh-oh!
Don't do this at church. Want to know what not to do at church? I'll give you a hint. Here's a program sent to us by our good friend Steve. This comes from a church out in Illinois. You ready for this? Entrance hymn, or as they write in their program, gathering hymn. Alleluia, give the glory. Or, all are welcome, depending on what mass you went to. Psalm of the day at the 5 and 9 was this folksy setting of Psalm 122. At least the other masses got a decent setting of the lectionary Psalm of the day, one of Owen Allstott's better settings of Psalm 46. The Alleluia was the one by the Boston Celtics. I mean the Celtic Alleluia. The offertory at the 5 and 9 was Better Than One Day in Your Courts by Matt Redman. The melody of this refrain sounds like some 70s country pop ditty. The other masses at least got Christ Has Made the Sure Foundation. All right, decent hymn. Albeit to the tune St. Thomas, I'll give them that. At communion, you either had Bob Hurd or David Haas, depending on which mass you went to. And the closing hymn at all of the masses except for the 9 o'clock was that hideous Sing a New Church Into Being. Again, I still say, let's sing of the one true church. Definitely don't do this at church. Just a couple of quick reminders. Don't forget that our next episode will be our 150th episode, the big party episode. On this show, we'll announce our contest winner and sing this person's entry. This winner will also receive 2 pounds of our official deli meat, which we will be singing about, Krakowska Kielbasa. We'll also have other fun treats as well. Also, don't forget to get that vote in at Podcast Alley. You can find that and many other fun activities in the Crystal's Vintage Interactive Corner. By the way, I'll be taking the Dig link off the page, as Dig no longer does podcasts. Soon enough, we'll find something else to put in its place. We also have our message board you can leave feedback on. Also, I welcome any and all listeners and fans to join the latest Facebook craze, Fans of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Just log on to crystalsvintage.com and you'll find all of these things absolutely free. I want to thank you for joining me today. Join us next time as we party down for the big 150. Better still, hang in there because I'm going to play something that's guaranteed to get on your nerves. In the meantime, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace. Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal's Midget Anywhere. Crystal's Midget Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers,
and the Crystals Midget Network. This broadcast is copyright 2008, Brian Michael Page.
Made on a crappy PC.